Stefan Rosinski joins us. Hey man, how's it going? How was in the Micro Cup? I think you got on the podium. Was it four times?
I think it was more than that. I mean, I could be wrong. I know we had a couple of wins, and I was on the podium a bunch of other times. I don't have the number in front of me, but yeah, it was an all right year. I think a bit of a trying year, a bit of a bad luck took away a few spots from us, but no, can't complain about the season overall.
Now, that's the most races you've had in a year in quite some time, correct?
Yeah, I think 8 weekends, so 16 races, because we do 2 races per race weekend. Yeah, that's actually, I hadn't even thought of that, but that definitely is the most races I've done in a while, because last year was only 6 weekends with 12 races, and this year was 8 with 16, so quite a bit more with those extra 2 weekends.
And the reason I ask that, Stefan, is because, like in any sport, you know, if you're in hockey, you got to get playing time, right? If you're on the football field, you want to get on the field. And I'm guessing for a race car driver, well, you can take as many practice laps as you want. Ultimately, you need to be behind the wheel in a race when everyone else is going for the same thing and there's bumping and strategy and everything else that you just can't manufacture so much in practice. So having 16 races this year, did you notice, like, did you feel significantly more comfortable?
I think so, actually. You know, I've prided myself on, you know, because that was a skill you kind of have to develop as a driver, and being a driver who a lot of times doesn't have the funding to do full seasons or extra testing and that kind of stuff, I kind of have to get good at showing up and turning up on the day when it counts without much practice. So that's part of the skill of being a professional driver. But being in the car more this year, it definitely helped. You don't have time to kind of switch off as much, especially when you're doing it every weekend or every 2 weekends, you kind of get into a good rhythm. So that was great. And I've been lucky since then. I've even been out in BC doing a bit of like driver coaching. So I've been lucky to stay around racing actually more this year than I have probably in a really long time.
Stefan, you mentioned some driver coaching. Is this connected? I'm looking at your blog to some driver coaching you did at this Area 27. Is that what we're talking about here?
That's correct, yeah.
What's so that all about?
There's a brand new racetrack about an hour south of Kelowna near Soyuz in BC. And it's honestly probably the best racetrack I've ever driven, and I don't say that lightly. It's quite incredible, actually. So it's a new private facility, 4.8 kilometers, and it's just been awesome. So I'm really looking forward to doing more of that. We'll see where it goes. But, yeah, it's awesome to have a great facility like that in Western Canada. It never hurts to have more of racing in terms of building the sport and just getting people excited about it, and that's going to be a really, really cool place for a long time.
Now, Stefan, drivers as passionate about racing as yourself can never seem to get enough time in the seat, but you can't always be racing in events. Does something like this not only get you your fix, but give you an aside to the racing schedule? Because there's a lot of former drivers who spend a lot of time at various racing schools and facilities, and it's a great sideline for them.
Yeah, 100%. It's exactly what it is. Yeah, it's not necessarily competing, so you do miss a little element of that, but in a lot of ways you're forced to analyze your driving habits and techniques and sometimes depict them to other people, which is not always that easy to do. So you kind of force yourself to think about what you're doing. And I think in turn, going back to the racetrack, you're kind of forcing yourself to evaluate yourself a bit more. So it doesn't let you slack as much, which is I think, a good thing overall.
Stefan Rosinski joins us, won a few races this year in the Nissan Micra Tour. Now, you're testing a Porsche this weekend, I understand. What type of ride is that you're testing? And is this some sort of precursor to next year?
I mean, we'll see. Right now, I can't treat it as anything more than just a test. Right now, I'm kind of probably being evaluated a little bit in a race car that I've never driven tomorrow. That's a Porsche GT3 Cup car. There's a series that runs in Canada, out in Ontario and Quebec mainly, as well as a series in the States. And there's actually series with that car all around the world. So I'm looking forward to getting my first taste of that tomorrow. But for now, I got to kind of you know, temper expectations. Hopefully it'll be something that would be great to race in. But almost too early to say what it'll be. But so tonight I'm at a sponsor event here at Tireland on the West End. I'm flying out tonight at 1:30 in the morning on the red eye to Toronto, and I'm testing the race car tomorrow. So, you know, I'll be doing my best. It's going to be a bit of a crazy 24 hours here.
So when you test that car, and you've never driven it, but you've driven, like, how different of a feel of a ride is this car going to be than what you raced this past year?
Extremely different from what I've raced. The Nissan Micra is a great car, but it's, you know, very low horsepower, front wheel drive. I'm going to be jumping into a much bigger, quicker race car. A lot of differences in the driving style. The engine's going to be not at the front, then you can get the back. It's a completely different package. So getting the most out of that is going to be tricky, I think. But it's part of kind of being a driver and being adaptable and trying to get the most out of whatever is given to you. So it doesn't matter if it's a lawnmower or a Micra or a Porsche, you know, whatever it is, I'm willing to give it a go.
Is this a race version of the Cayman GT4?
I did test the race version of the Cayman GT4, but I'll be testing a 911 GT3 race car.
So how do you prepare yourself for this weekend? And if it's a car you've never driven, like, what can you do to prepare?
You know, I think it's more mentally just, you know, I think a lot of it comes down to confidence. I'm pretty confident in myself as a driver that I'm capable. I've driven everything from open wheel cars to the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series to the Micra. And I've seemed to have adapted pretty well in all of them. So I do pride myself in being able to do that. So I don't know. I just kind of relax and, you know, just kind of got to trust yourself. But once you're in the car, you kind of get a feel for what the grip limits are, hopefully as soon as you can. And then once you're there and start getting a little bit comfortable, start just pushing it a little bit further, kind of every lap. And, you know, eventually there's not going to be much left in the car, and it'll be telling you that. It'll be tires will be chirping. You might get a bit sideways. So I guess just taking it in the steps and the process. I think it's very much something you build up to, but hopefully I don't take too much time to get to that limit.
What's going to keep you busiest after you whip out to TO and take a spin in this thing? What's up next?
In terms of my racing schedule?
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. Right now, I guess it's kind of like every off season for racing drivers. It seems like you never really know until anything's signed up. Obviously, I'd be interested in racing this Porsche GT3 Cup if I can get a ride there. Also still keeping the door open in the Micra Cup. I've got a race team that's working on some other stuff down in the States. So we'll see what happens there. At back home here right now, I work full-time at a software company. So that's like my full-time job. It keeps me busy, and I kind of feel bad for them for how much I'm away doing the racing stuff. But I'm really happy they support me in doing so.
Well, Stefan, best of luck, and hopefully you find yourself a permanent ride and go from 16 races a year up to 20 plus.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I would not complain about that at all. Thanks so much.